cold, standing alone, for the battle's begun. But in your soul, the future unfolds, as bright as the rays of the sun. You've got to believe in the power.
Today it's going to talk, we're going to talk about the Amazon's Quartet, also the Fairy Quartet, and the Dead Moon Circus,
but when they're evil. Anyways, the members of the Sailor Quartet are KK, Papa, Junjun, and Bezdes.
They all just like fun.
Very funny. Mm-hmm. We'll take a picture, we'll post it on the website.
Yeah, we will.
In the manga, they're actually the Sailor Quartet, commonly referred to in English as the Asteroid Senshi. She's Japanese, Maddie.
This is called in English.
Okay.
Yeah, I made this.
Yes, this one, Maddie, actually wrote. The first group, I wrote all of them, and like the first like 13 episodes. Well, they're supposed to be 13 episodes, but whatever. Maddie wrote this one.
That was
wonderful, fun. Maddie. Wonderful.
No, I did. You still need information. It's like 3 pages.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, they are named after the first 4 major asteroids to be discovered. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
Go, Maddie.
Some more info about Kele. She's called Kele Kele in the manga or original anime.
She's the most mature out of the quartet.
She's a trapeze artist for the quartet and can manipulate flowers.
Ooh, that's special. She's known as the flower magician.
Her sun counterpart is still her Venus.
Ooh, I didn't know that they had counterparts. Did you just pick that up or say?
No, I found that actually on the website.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Her colors are pink and yellow.
She's one of the 4 protectors of Chibi-Usa.
I didn't know she had protectors besides Sun or Sunshi.
Well, apparently, she is.
Where'd you get this information, huh?
A website! I will tell you after, and we'll post on the website, too. And all relevant information.
Okay.
Her
least favorite food is dried up squid.
And her favorite food is any plants and vegetables.
Makes sense, because she's a person
of flowers. Flower manipulator. Manipulator.
In the original anime, her voice is Yuri Amanano.
I think it's Plapa, who is a funny name as... okay, hold on. Alright, so...
She's called Propra.
Yeah. Alright, so some more info about Plapa. She's called Propra in the manga, or original anime.
She's the most childish of the quartet. Yeah, it's like there's this one episode, I don't know if I thought, it's like she's like they're trying to lure Sailor Moon in using her fear of dentists.
Ooh.
And like everybody gets like cavities, and so Darien, he like takes Serena and Rini to the dentist, and he gets in trouble because he's making googly eyes at her doll who turned into a human because of prop. And let's just put this way, Darien ends up, while they're in the dentist and stuff, pretending to hug himself, like, and starts making all these, like, making stuff up to try to make Serena feel better about him googling eyes at a girl. So, yeah.
Alright. She has ball-based acts.
Oh, interesting. She's known as the magician of bouncing balls.
Her sensei counterpart is Sailor Mercury.
Her color is blue.
She frequently talks in third person.
She's the second eldest in the manga, but the youngest in the anime.
In the original anime, she's voiced by Machiko Toyoshima, as in Toyota Shima.
Very nice, Maddie. You're working in Japanese, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Some more info on Junjun.
Her name doesn't change in the original anime.
Ooh. She's a tomboy.
Yep, she's an acrobat.
She's the musician of odd acrobatics.
Odd.
Okay.
Her sensei counterpart is Sailor Jupiter.
Okay, Jupiter's a tomboy too, sort of.
Yeah.
So. Of course, I read somewhere and watched in a couple episodes, like, she wants to open a flower shop and a cake shop, and she loves wearing pretty fancy dresses and stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyways, her color's green.
She uses very vulgar language.
Just like Jupiter.
Huh?
And she's the third eldest in the quartet.
Uh-huh. And she's voiced by Kumiko Watanabe.
Watanabe.
More info about Bezdes.
Ooh, Bezdes. Uh-huh.
She is known as Bisu Bisu in the original anime.
Oh, I remember that, yeah. She is a loud, brash, and somewhat violent.
Oh, I was gonna say brat.
Oh, she's a loud brat and somewhat violent.
I'm not a good taper.
She's an animal trainer in the circus.
Ooh.
She's magician of beasts.
Her counterpart is Sailor Mars.
Her color is red.
She carries a whip.
Special. She's the fourth and youngest sister in the quartet.
And she's voiced by Junko Hagemori.
Junko? Hag?
Junko
Hagemori. Jesus, we're high on life today. We've had a very good day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll explain why later.
Yep. I don't really know why, but we are.
Yes. But the members of quartets use items called Amazon stones.
In manga, they're mainly used by Chapa.
That's how. The thingies are...
The Amazon stones.
Are crown ball.
Summon ball.
Plague wing ball.
Reverse ball.
Echo ball.
End ball.
Hail ball.
Vine ball. You stutter.
Steel ball.
Nano ball.
Medicine ball.
And Recon ball.
Isn't a medicine ball like that really heavy ball that you like throw?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just acting it out.
So, some of the quartet attacks, like, together are the ball ball attack.
Ball ball. Excuse me, I'm, like, I. Colliding ball.
Kamasaka.
Kamarua.
Yura.
Whatever.
Rolling ball.
Stealing ball.
Helping ball.
Controlling ball.
Sticky ball.
Eavesdropping ball.
Creating ball.
Opening ball.
Through ball.
See-through ball. Okay.
And the quartet also possesses a viewing mirror, and they use that to watch the scouts.
In the Stars manga, the quartet attacks with the Amazon jungle arrow, which they used to kill Sailor Heavy Metal Papillion.
Papillion! Those use Pink Lady's freezing kiss, which is an attack they execute with Sailor Chibi Moon.
Chibi Moon's so cute. It's Chibi Chibi, and Chibi Chibi's like the cutest. He's like, chill.
I love Chibi Chibi. She's as big as a pencil sharpener.
No, she's not, really. So yeah. Well, I'm sorry, guys. I think we have time for some more things, because we'll see how far in this is. Because we didn't go in the, season 4, which we sort of got in English.
Hardly.
But, I found it on YouTube, and it was all in English. And on geo.com. They're part of the Dead Moon Circus, but they realize, what they're doing is evil and wrong, so they become good at the very end of the season. Oh, and Maddie's selling erasers.
So, if I can find the paper, here we go. We're gonna
do some Japanese.
Okay.
Yeah.
I/me is watashi.
My is watashi no, and then full in the subject.
Girl is soho, sojo.
Boy is shonen.
Friend is tomodachi.
Tomodachi. Oh, you like those things! The Tomodachi! Tomodachi! Yeah, they just do it wrong.
Yeah.
And everybody is Mina. M-I-N-N-A.
Father is Chichi.
That's like the funniest thing. And mother is Ha-Ha.
And grandmother is Sohu.
And I have grandfather, but it's not on the paper. Okay. And numbers 1 through 10. Ichi.
Oh!
Yeah, 1.
Nay.
Gan.
Chi.
Gu.
Go.
Whatever.
Roku.
Shishi.
Hachi.
Ku.
And Ju.
Special. Okay, so small or short is Chibi. Maddie, you're Chibi.
I'm gonna call
you Chibi Maddie.
Okay, so Q is kawaii.
Kawaii,
whatever.
Cool is shugoi.
Little is chisai.
Chisai is the cute. Hello when you're on the telephone is moshi moshi.
Hello is konnichiwa.
That's more formal, so.
Yeah.
Good morning is oheo.
Goodbye is danne.
Goodbye formal is sayonara.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, it's a sayonara.
Oh, well, whatever.
Thank you is Jomo.
Thank you, another form of it is arigato. Put this together and get some arigato.
It's so roboto.
Yes is hi. No is e.
And
oh, yeah, it was like bored on the back, so.
So I guess that's going to end our show for
yeah.
today.
Oh, wait, no, I think we can do more. I think, we're already 10 minutes. Okay, so remember you can check us out on
www.fruitofthebuds.com/funfunfilm. Click on the scale top link.
Yeah. We're not doing very well on our campaign. We've been told that's a bad idea right now by the Moochasers.
Yeah, well, we don't care about the Moochasers anymore. They can suck it.
Hard.
They
know what they're doing, though.
Yes, but they can suck it hard.
Okay. Let's see what else. We're going to have merchandise soon.
Bye-bye.
I'm Jaggle.
Which is www.
I'll put a link on it. Okay, there'll be a link.
www.com. Fuzzy Button merchandise. And soon to be Scary.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, but we're part of Fuzzy Button Film. There's gonna be a soap opera when Fuzzy Button Film. There'll be more on that with the Fuzzy Button Film podcast, of course, because we'll probably be getting that.
It's soap, and my name in it is Stacy Toodles Montana. My Katie Sprinkles Dropkick, and our friend Henna is Bartholomew Jenkins, and he doesn't have a middle name,
so he's very emotional about it sometimes. But anyways, yeah. And you guys might probably will never meet Henry unless you listen to a Fuzzy Button podcast.
Which you should.
Which you should, because it's really funny and stuff. But he might get started sometime. Not okay. Now. Oh, somewhere around here. Oh, back in the double compartment. Yeah.
Okay,
so do we want to close with the song?
Oh, yeah.
In the beginning, you get to hear us sing part of Power of Love. Well, we're not going to do that now because I don't want to.
Okay.
So we're gonna close with My Only Love from season one.
Bye.
It's